welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Well, this week we have been desiring of the Lord a new measure of divine joy, if you will. I believe God wants to not only refresh you right now, but to just lift that weariness and empower you with new strength to continue running your race. And in John, the 15th chapter, verses 10 through 11, these are the words of Jesus. He said, "If you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full." Beloved, Jesus said he wants his joy to remain in us and that our joy might be full. So let's ask the Lord for that. Father, right now I take authority over the works of darkness, the oppression and discouragement the enemy would bring against your beloved. And I thank you, Lord, for a releasing of an outpouring of the oil of gladness, Lord, that you would just anoint with the oil of gladness. And Lord, that they would be able to praise you and recognize that you are in control, you've heard their prayers, and that you are moving to undertake in their situation. Lord, I praise you and I thank you for it in Jesus' name. For the word of the Lord would come to you, my beloved. It is written in my word that Jesus was anointed with the oil of gladness. My Father anointed me in this way because I always delighted to do His will. My purpose was the destruction of sin, the works of the devil, and the establishment of my kingdom. I lived in continual communion with my Father and your Father, and I was able to finish my course for the joy that was set before me. And that joy, beloved, consisted in the foreknowledge that you also would be brought into divine fellowship with my Father and with me, not only in this time, but in the ages to come. Therefore, it is my desire that you experience the same kind of joy in the days of your life on this earth. Happiness is dependent upon circumstances, but my joy is not. Truly, it is my good pleasure to bless you abundantly in every area of your life. It is written that no good thing will I withhold from them who walk uprightly before me. And the joy that I give you, beloved, is not as the world gives. It is based upon the unshakable conviction, the absolute assurance of the love of your God personally for you. It was for you and for the love I knew that one day you would return to me, that I suffered the shame, the humiliation, the contradiction of sinners against me at Calvary. I learned obedience by the things I suffered, knowing my Father's will contained the highest eternal purpose. And so for you, let nothing fret you or disturb the peace that passes understanding that I so freely give you in my great salvation. As you seek me with all your heart, know that my eyes are perpetually upon you for good. Your perfection, your fulfillment in the fullness of your inheritance are my express purpose and aim. Your trust and faith in these things I now share with you will release, beloved, a never-ending flow of the oil of gladness in your life. Nothing shall keep you down. This is not fantasy, but, beloved, it's a reality for all those who will walk in the Spirit with me. Your life shall be an adventure and discovery of my love, as well as my purpose for your creation. And that joy, beloved, no man shall be able to take from you, says your Lord. Praise God. Well, thank you, Lord, for that beautiful word. We receive it and we walk in it. Amen and amen. Well, we were sharing from the book of Habakkuk, and he didn't live in very good times. He lived in times that were difficult, where, as the word says, in these end times, there will be sorrow, there will be fear, there will be famines and pestilences, wars and rumors of wars. Beloved, I mean, my last birthday, I turned 70 years old. And I tell you what, I can remember back in the days I was growing up, we've always had hard times, but beloved, not like what we're seeing now. It's the shootings in schools and people turning on one another. The times are exceedingly wicked and evil. And so Habakkuk saw the terrible things that were happening in Judah. He cried out to God. And then we were looking at chapter 3. He begins to praise the Lord. He begins to have understanding that God really does know what he's doing. He is in control. He will punish the sinners that are in Zion. He will destroy the wicked nations that are being used by God to execute judgment upon his people. And in the end, righteousness will prevail. God's people will inherit the earth. And so we can just trust God that he has a plan and it's in operation. And so in verse 3, the prophet breaks forth into majestic language and prays for the person of God and the power of God and the purposes of God. And I'm going to read those from 3 on to 16. That's quite a bit of scripture, but these verses dramatically present the appearance of God accompanied by the awesome features of a violent storm. God's judgments in days past had included many of the features that are mentioned here, such as pestilence, judgment on rivers and the sea. Let me share. In verse 3, God came from Teman and the Holy One from Mount Paran, Selah. His glory covered the heavens and the earth was full of his praise. And his brightness was as the light. He had horns coming out of his hand and there was the hiding of his power. Before him went the pestilence and burning coals went forth at his feet. He stood and measured the earth. He beheld and drove asunder the nations and the everlasting mountains were scattered, and the perpetual hills did bow. His ways are everlasting. I saw the tents of Cushan in affliction, and the curtains of the land of Midian did tremble. Was the Lord displeased against the rivers? Was thine anger against the rivers? Was thy wrath against the sea, that thou didst ride upon thine horses and thy chariots of salvation? Thy bow was made quite naked, according to the oaths of the tribe, even thy word, Selah. Thou didst cleave the earth with rivers. The mountains saw thee, and they trembled. The overflowing of the water passed by. The deep uttered his voice and lifted up his hands on high. The sun and moon stood still. In their habitation, at the light of thine arrows they went, and at the shining of thy glittering spear. Thou didst march through the land in indignation. Thou didst thresh the heathen in anger. Thou wentest forth for the salvation of thy people, even for the salvation with thine anointed. Thou woundest the head out of the house of the wicked by discovering the foundation unto the neck. Thou didst strike through with his staves the head of his villages. They came out as a whirlwind to scatter me. Their rejoicing was as to devour the poor secretly. And in verse 15, thou didst walk through the sea with thine horses, through the heap of great waters. When I heard, my belly trembled, my lips quivered at the voice. Rottenness entered into my bones, and I trembled in myself, that I might rest in the day of trouble. When he cometh up unto the people, he will invade them with his troops. Well, that was a lot of scripture. But in those passages, we see the pestilences, the burning coals, the burning disease. Of course, that relates to the plagues poured out upon the Egyptians. The opening of the Red Sea brought salvation, and the parting of the Jordan brought deliverance. The Lord then uncovered his bow and brought it into action. He subdued the nations which occupied Canaan. He gave the land to the tribes of Israel, even causing the sun and moon to stand still. You remember that in the time of Joshua, he prayed so that he could complete his victories. And so if God so wondrously wrought deliverance out of Egypt, would he not do it again to bring them out of Babylon? Well, beloved, the analogy for us is clear. What I just shared, that last verse, can you relate to the emotions that the prophet is expressing? Here, the natural man is speaking. He said, I was afraid. My lips quivered at the voice. Rottenness entered my bones. I trembled in myself. And he was just dreading and in fear with all that was going to come to pass. It was his natural man speaking. And you know, it's easy to say, well, I'll trust in the Lord when everything's going good. When the battles are over, the victory's won, well, we can sure praise the Lord, can't we? But for the prophet, as well as for us, the conflict was still ahead. A battle had yet to be fought. And as he contemplated the disasters which must fall, knowing there was no escape, he said that his whole body had given way. He trembled within. His lips quivered. His resistance melted. He longed that he might be at rest in his grave in that day so that he wouldn't have to see the invading army. Beloved, according to the word of God, there are great and terrible days that are ahead that must come to pass upon the earth, the great tribulation. But nonetheless, we shall trust in the Lord. My time has just flown by, and we're going to pick up right here on tomorrow's broadcast. I hope you can join me. And even though there may be hard times ahead, beloved, we shall, like Habakkuk, rejoice in the Lord. Beloved partners, thank you so much for your prayer support. And my radio family, I love you. I pray for you. And if you're going through some difficult times right now, don't do it alone. If you may not have someone to stand with you in prayer, that's what I'm here for. The announcer will give you our contact information. I do invite you to write. If you feel a prompting of the Holy Spirit, obey him because he has a purpose and reason for it. Thank you for joining me. I look forward to being with you again tomorrow. And until that time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.